Welcome to the 2-Minute Shift. In today's shift, let's talk about expectations. Now, we all have expectations. We might have expectations for the type of service that we receive at a restaurant or how we treat it when we go into a store to shop. But today, I want to talk about friendships. Now, one person might look at friendship as surface level. When I see you, you're friendly. When I text you, you'll reply back. We might go have lunch together, dinner together, and share memes and laughs and have good fun times. And you might have 50 friends. But then on my side, I have a smaller circle. So it's not many people that I would call friend, because I feel like friendship is a deeper commitment. That means I'm going to be there for you in your time of need. I'm going to be your accountability partner. I might see things in you that you don't see in yourself and really help you get to the goals that you want to accomplish, because I feel like this is a commitment. I aim to add value to your life, and I would expect that the same thing happens back for me. But what if we're not on the same page? What if I'm just one of your friends that you look at that surface level, and I'm a friend that I feel like you're my friend that I'm going to pour everything into? So the moment that I feel like I need you and you're not there for me because maybe I'm just your surface level friend, I'm left to feel disappointed because I always pour into you, but you never do the same thing back for me. That expectation just set me up for disappointment. So what that taught me was you either have to explain and give people the breakdown of what you expect in that relationship to give them the opportunity to commit to it or not have expectations. So for me, for my peace, I choose to not have expectations for people. I take anything that you give me as a gift, and anything that I give you is my choice. That helps me stay at peace. But it also helps me for not feeling disappointed.